petrology. Does anyone know what does petrology mean?
The study of the fathers.
Good. Hey.
I was going to say that.
Okay, good. Gamia. Very good. So, petrology coming from the word
petro
and ology. That's the study of the early fathers. We study their life, their writing, their acts, their sermons, and we call them fathers. Why will I call those people that we'll talk about today fathers? What does a word the father mean to you when you hear it? Raise your hand. Mean?
A leader.
A leader?
A teacher.
A teacher.
A founder.
A founder?
You think instruct.
An influence.
I couldn't hear you. I'm very sorry.
An influence.
An influence.
I was going to say role model.
A role model. Very good. Yes.
A guider.
A guider.
Hey. A man.
Man, my good dog. Hey, that's my man. Okay. So the word the father itself. The word the father itself. Sorry, I'm going to talk and then you see this slide. We call it because they are teachers. They are, as you said, influence us, caring for us, guiding us, helping us. A father, we call it on whom?
God.
God is your father. So, these fathers took good care of us, right? Let me ask you a question. What are the pillars of our faith? What are the pillars of our faith?
I know the pillars of Islam.
I know the pillars from Oprah Middle School. Loving.
No.
Yes,
yeah.
Prayer.
The sacraments.
That's wrong.
Sacrament is one of them.
Commandments.
Yes.
Prayer. Let's not call out, guys.
Raise your hands.
What are you doing?
Leave the chairs. I don't like that. Very sad. Leave the chairs. What are the bases of our faith? What are the foundation of my faith?
Sacraments
is one of them. Sacraments is one of them. All the sacraments together under one word, sacrament.
How many pillars are there?
About five.
Okay, literally.
Bible.
No? The creed comes under what?
Doctrine.
Under what?
Doctrine.
Under what?
Teaching.
History.
Law. Teaching. Bible.
Teaching.
Canon.
Holy Bible is one category by itself.
Canon. Is that a pillar?
The Holy Bible is one of your pillars.
Sacraments.
Is petrology one of them?
Early fathers is one of them. Yes.
So we have three.
Dogma. I don't get what dogma is under.
So we got
the dogma is like a dogma.
Yeah, but I need some specific
tradition.
Tradition. Yeah.
I'm so
no,
sure.
Having a church.
Tradition is one of them.
Okay. Yes.
Tell us.
Wait, we have a fifth one though.
We have the Holy Tradition, the Holy Bible, the Councils, and the Fathers, the Early Fathers, and the Sacraments. Very important to know the pillars of your faith, or the basis of my faith. And under that comes everything else. Alright? Next. And as we talked about what does father mean and why we call those patristics or petrology our early fathers and why we study them, and we use the word the father a lot in the Old Testament toward Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why we call them fathers. And we talked about the word father. Next. So petrology, can you go back one? Mainly, when we study their acts and writings and sermons and everything like that, we go up to the seven sternship. Some people goes up to the 8th century. We go with that because there is one father we take from the 7th century to the 8th century. But should I call everybody before to the 8th century a father?
No,
right? There must be a qualification for that. What do you think the qualifications for anyone to fall in the category an early father? Then
they have to contribute to the. They have to contribute something to the church.
Very good. Very good.
Correct teachings.
Correct teachings. Good. I will take this and I will take that and I will just give them words. Okay, I mean, reframe them. Eten, what else? Yes, Eten.
Is there anything related with age?
Yes.
You have to be elderly?
I can be a church father.
No, it doesn't have to be an elderly, but there is something for
they have to be
time or age.
Century, 6th century?
Yes, they have to be to the 7th century or the 8th century. Good job, good memory. That's good. That means you studied that lecture before. Okay, Fadi? Before I jump to that, there was two very important words from the early father. Talk about the word the father. Can someone read what Saint Irenaeus say, Mimi?
When a man learns from the mouth of another, it is said that the son of the person who teaches him, the latter is called his father.
See? I would call someone teaching me something is my father. So when you are in the church, and you listen to Abuna Ibrahim and Abuna Ibrahim, if you really pay attention to them and you take their word, you can be your father. When you become a servant, you can be the father and the mother of every single one step in your class. If you heard today about the Synaxarium and the Pope Macarius, who was one of the popes, and when he became a pope, his mom was so sad. He went to her with the happiness that I became a pope. She sat in her spot, in her chair. She never lifted her eyes up to look at him. She never praised him, and she kept knitting. And when he stepped in the house, she didn't get up at all to him. He said, oh, maybe she doesn't know the news. I'm the pope now. And he walked to her. Hello, I'm the pope. Didn't you have the news? Yes, I feel so sad. I'd rather you wouldn't be the pope. Because before you were responsible only for your soul. When you became a pope, responsible for everyone's soul. That's what's going to be your responsibility when you become a servant. At the end of each class, there's not a lesson I'm preparing. Finish it and go home. Now, it's the responsibility of the every soul stepped into your class. Keep this in your mind. The second one, the Saint Clement of Alexandria, who would like to read it from the gentleman?
The speech is the son of the soul. Therefore, we call those who teach us our fathers.
See? Even the speech. Because the word I'm saying it is just because of my cleverness. Or because of the good stuff in me. It's because of my teachers who told me something, and because of them, they are my fathers. I could be able to speak and tell someone else something I learned. Okay? Two very important verses you have to memorize. Hebrews 13:7. Mary, can you read it?
Remember those who rule over you, who spoke in the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
Hebrews 13:7. That tells you, always respect those who give you something and those who were the reason of your belief or your faith. 2 Peter 1:20-21. That was one of your exam verses.
Wait, it's like the first words, my gosh.
It's right there on the board.
No, it's not.
No, it's not on the board.
Was that the?
I remember.
You remember?
Wasn't it like knowing this first? This first.
Right? That no script, that no prophecy of any scripture of any
prophet. Thank you, Mary. Yes. Thank you very much.
You know what to memorize this, and by the way, this is the very. This is a very important verse for the tradition and telling me that those patristic fathers are disciples of the apostles and the disciples of the Lord themselves. 2 Peter 1:20 saying, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That tells you, the whole Holy Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. No one came up, slept overnight, woke up in the morning, wrote the book of Isaiah. Then another one slept, woke up in the morning, wrote the Gospel of, according to St. Mark. No. It's all inspired by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Those are very two important verses to know. Okay. Let me ask you a question. How? This is very early, right? We talk about very early centuries up to the 8th century. How do you think the patristic fathers work in preserved? I know there's a point in there. You can read it.
So, like, they had disciples, and the disciples wrote in their diaries everything from their master.
I like, you know, the deep thinking that's going on.
So like, I rephrased it. Like, that was my own word.
Yeah, he gave it the Danny spice, like you gave
it. I love it. You know, the deep thoughts in your heart and mind. That's great. Good.
I'm a deep thinker.
Jen.
I was going to say oral tradition.
Oral tradition, yes, that's good. What else? What do you think else?
Weren't there, like, special people who were looking through old writings to see if it related to church or not? Like, they were specifically to search for those writings.
Correct. Yes, there was. I'll tell you. Yeah. Good. Very good. Good thinking. What else? How do you think these early work is being preserved? Before I show it.
Letters.
I know there is a brain in here, and it's good to be used.
Left it. It was written more than once, so therefore, if one copy was lost, you have more copies.
Very good. Yami. Who will write that?
The disciples.
Who?
No, it could be like the teacher themselves.
Bravo. The teacher himself wrote something, then his followers took his diary and gave it to us. But think again before I show you. I need you to think. Thinking is a great gift from God, you know. Great if we use the thing that
we have to use it during the 3 hour lecture.
Okay, show it to them. Some believers, those people had followers and they believed in what they are saying. So they wrote what they were saying as sermons. School of Alexandria, if you remember that word before, was one of the biggest schools that attracted philosophers, teachers, and many church leaders went over there to learn. And that they took and transferred all these lectures, all the sermons to their churches. So it kept for us. They used they found the papyrus paper in one of the National Library in Berlin, and also the translation. We'll talk about the language later on, and there was a lot of people are interested in what they are saying, and because it's written maybe in Greek or Latin, they transferred it and translated to other language that helped us to keep it, okay? And we'll talk about, very important thing to know, ya habayib, there's two different ways to study petrology. There was the Eastern way and the Western way. The Western way are the people who were like very interesting in theology, in doctrine, and in making sure that this is just a precise thing. And by the way, we do not have canonization for saints or petrologists. We don't do that in our church. Our Eastern way, we study petrology because we know how good they are. They were followers of the disciples. They were followers of the apostles. They have eyewitnessed everything that they saw with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So the Eastern way went deeper in the spirituality of their sermons, their writing, their contemplation about the Bible, they're defending the faith, and that's why the Eastern way kept the faith the way it is. No changes in it, as they received it from the apostles. But the apostles received it from who?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Don't say Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. Right, Habay?
Yes.
So they reserved it for us and kept it. So the faith stayed straight as it is now. That's why we keep it, the spirituality for it, to defend the faith and to learn from. Saint Jerome, by the way, was the first writer of Petrology. And he followed the saints around that time, and he wrote their lives and sermons and started to study about them a lot. And he wrote a lot of books. And Saint Athanasius wrote also the life of Saint Anthony. None of our apostolic fathers and their disciples and the early fathers were running after, like, becoming the famous people or scholars or any of that. They went through having unity of the church, following the apostles' era, following the faith, and keep the faith for us strong as they received it from the Lord. That's why our Orthodox Church kept the doctrine and the tradition and follows the apostles' faith exactly as it was. You understand that? All right. As we said, there is characteristic for and qualification for any father. They have to have four characteristics or qualification to become called a father of the early church. They have to participate in any Christian lectures, doctrine, ceremonies, dialogues, contemplation about the Holy Bible, contemplation or books to translate and make us understand Gospels. That's called participation in Christian literature. I cannot pronounce. They have to have an orthodoxy doctrine. Means they followed whom?
Jesus.
For the apostles.
Apostles and
the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Good job, you're grown. Okay. They have to have eyewitness that they say that they have holiness of life. They cannot just say things and live a different thing. Right? I cannot say something and live a different way. That's why we're saying when you become a servant, it is a very good thing God gave it to us. Because of the service, I get blessed. Because of the service, we pray that every word come from my mouth, I should live it. As much as I can, through God's grace. Otherwise, we'll be punching hypocrites. Right? That's why we call they have to have holiness of life. The word, that's a hard word, called what?
Antiquity.
Means before the 7th or the 8th century. Alright? These are the four important things for qualification to be called a father. Yes?
So, like, in 5,000 years, are we not going to have any new church fathers?
No, we said the fathers belongs to those who before the 8th century.
No matter what in 5,000 years...
Because this is called apostolic father. Can I call the one who comes after that apostolic father?
Good job. Gotcha? Okay.
What's the reason we stopped at the ears?
Because after that, halas, there is no more disciples of the apostles. They were not receiving mouth words or eyewitness or listening. Everything is established. Your foundation been established. Nothing after that could be changed at all. And we'll tell you one of those words by Saint Clement of Rome. I will read it for you. Next. Okay. Let's categorize the father. The category, very important to know, because there is many things you will see and hear in this lecture. some categorization, you will hear it now. Then we will divide the tetralogy according to four other ways. Okay? First category of the father, we call it apostolic father, who were receiving the doctrine right from the mouth of the disciples and the apostles who eyewitnessed the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we're going to talk about three main ones. There are like five or six of those. But we're going to mention three main ones. Saint Clement of Rome, Saint Ignatius, and Saint Polycarp. Very important to know these three names. And they are under what category?
Apostolic.
Next. We can call them defender fathers. Defender means like they defended the faith. Did they shed blood?
No.
They did not shed blood. That's why we call them defenders. They are not martyrs. Okay? Like who? Who is a defender but not a father? Defender. Huh? No, a defender but not a father, I said. Do not read. A defender who defended the faith but did not shed blood. Oh, Saint Samuel, the confessor. Yes.
Oh wait, I was gonna say Saint Athanasius, but he's fine.
No, we put him in a different.
He's right there. Story. He's right under Rome.
In worldly teacher. Good job. This is how you use the brain. Good. So this is the two examples of defenders. Right? Okay. Worldly teacher. Why will I call it worldly teacher? How do you think? Why will I call it worldly teacher? Why will I? Jen?
I have two theories.
No.
Say one.
Okay. No, she looked at me.
She has
two
theories.
I cannot hear her when some people talk, so I am very sorry. Wait. And leave the chair if you don't mind, please. Yes.
Their teachings spread all over the world.
Correct. They spread all over the world. Caroline?
They taught people who did not know the faith.
Good. They taught people the faith. Mimi?
They taught all over the world.
All over the world.
I like that.
All over the world. Right.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I haven't
been there.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Good. Exactly. That's why we put the first top one is sent home.
Athanasius.
Where did you hear that name before?
The Crete.
Yes, good job. What was his position when he defended the faith? And we did? No, he was not a patriarch.
I'm just kidding.
Good job.
Bishop.
He was not a bishop. A deacon. A deacon.
A deacon?
A deacon.
Wait, what?
I cannot.
Was he ordained at the council?
Yeah, ordained at the council. Yes, correct. See? Saint Basil the Great, then Cyril, then Saint Gregory, Saint Jerome, and Saint John Damascus, and Saint Augustine. Okay, next. If I want to categorize the father according if they are confessors and defended the faith without shedding blood, and this one, and then monastic father who established the monasticism. And we have many names. Hallubanko, we are combining in this name Western and Eastern father, because I'm not categorizing them according to the place. I'm categorizing them according to what they are doing. Okay? Next categorization will be according. Next question. If I want to classify the tetralogy, I can classify according to four main important points. Time, place, material, and language. Oh my God, that's just a smart. Time, language, place, and material. If I want to talk about the time, If I want to talk about the time, yes. What the three category will fall under the time?
Era.
Era.
Stop at this stage, but I want to categorize the time, to divide it under that into three parts, so my brain can understand. Listen. Voila. this one.
Oh my gosh.
Anti-Nicene, Nicene, and post-Nicene.
Yes, I was about to say
that. I know that you know all of this. Do not leave the lecture. You want
it. So, do I have some time
leave? Okay.
But there's a problem with that. There's a problem. Unite from the lecture.
Wait.
I want to categorize the fathers. We said it's all the fathers before the 8th century. Anti-Nicene means before the Nicene Council. So it's up to the 3rd century. If I want to talk about the Nicene father, so the fathers who fall between the 300 to 480 about. If I want to talk about after the Nicene Council fathers, so that will be post-Nicene father. So we can categorize again, take all these names, shoot them in between, if I want to categorize them according to the time, and divide them in that. Okay, if I want to categorize them according to the language. There was two main languages running in Petrology. There was only two languages running around the time. The Greek and the Latin.
Two Roman.
Yo, how'd you know that, man?
Over the three main languages, Greek, Roman.
So there was two main languages. The Eastern fathers were talking in Greek. And we put all the names before in this, if I want to categorize them according to the language. So the Greek language speaker fathers, St. Basil, St. Athanasius, St. Gregory the theologian, then Cyril the Great, Dioscorus, St. John Chrysostom. See, if I want to talk to them about the language, I'll categorize them according to the language they spoke, or according to the language they wrote stuff for us. The Latin was the Western language. And we had St. Jerome, St. Ambrose, and St. Cyprianus. See the language? Can categorize all the fathers again. Take them all and put them according to the language they left for us. Want to continue?
That's wrong. I mean, we can stop if you want to stop.
It's up to you.
It's not up to me. It's up to your brain.
Wait, my brain.
Are we finishing the next half?
Yeah, my brain's kind of
been fried.
We've been learning about the power of prayer. We watched The War Room. It was a really intense movie.
We were
all
right.
Ladies at the kitchen table.
Okay, I can stop here. At the language. And continue another time.
Halfway
done. I can stop here and continue another time. But is that gonna be next week?
Yeah, we're good.
No, next week I'm gonna Brahim.
Oh, sorry.
So you better have brain. He's thinking I'm giving the lecture totally. He thinks I already give you the whole lecture.
Well, the PowerPoint's on the website, so we can review the PowerPoint.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and review the PowerPoint.
Yeah, let me just take a nap first and get a cup of coffee.
I will, but I'll take.